Bible in the News. What event do you think holds the record for the fastest ever sellout of Belgium's national stadium? Perhaps a match with the Belgium national football team? Or maybe another sporting event? Perhaps one of the many global pop stars who have performed concerts there? It's none of these. The record was broken this week. An event sold out all 50,000 seats in under 90 minutes. What was the event? Pope Francis's Beatification Mass in Belgium, which will be held on September 29th. With this news, we are once again reminded of the immense influence the Roman Catholic Church continues to wield in the modern world, especially in Central Europe. The event, held in Brussels' National Stadium, is one more in a long series of high-profile religious ceremonies that stand in stark contrast to the teachings of Scripture and provide a timely illustration of Bible prophecy. The prophecy concerning the man of sin in 2 Thessalonians 2 comes sharply into focus. Paul, moved by God's Holy Spirit power, writing to the believers in Thessalonica, foretold of a great apostasy and the revelation of that man of sin, the son of perdition, in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3. This individual, described as one who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, verse 4, is a prophecy of the papal system. In 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 3 to 4, the Apostle Paul warns the believers of a falling away and the manifestation of the man of sin before Jesus would return to the earth. The passage reads, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, the return of Christ, shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." This man of sin is a system of apostasy that developed during the time of the apostles and led to the formation of a system that continued down through time to our day, and it will exist beyond our day. We can see this because in verse 7 we read that the mystery of iniquity doth already work. In other words, it existed within the early Christian community at the time the epistle to the Thessalonians was being written. And then in verse 8 we read, "Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." In other words, the system will exist at the time of Christ's return, for he will destroy it. The man of sin system exalts itself, claiming divine authority and power that rightly belongs only to God. One news outlet records that, quote, "In Belgium, a constitutional monarchy, the Pope will greet King Felipe and Queen Mathilde and have time with Prime Minister Alexander De Croo. He will also have meetings with professors and students at the country's two Catholic universities and with Catholic clergy and religious." No other religious leader whose history can be traced back to the first century has such power and access as the papacy enjoys. The rise of the papacy with its doctrines that contradict the Bible, such as papal infallibility, the veneration of saints, and the beatification process, fulfills the prophecy of a religious system that exalts itself above all that is called God. One of the things the Pope plans to do in September in Brussels National Stadium is to begin the process of making a saint. One news outlet states, quote, "During the Mass, Pope Francis will beatify Carmelite sister Anna de Jesus, a spiritual daughter of St. Teresa of Avila and a friend to St. John of the Cross. The beatification of individuals by the Catholic Church, which supposedly raises them to a special status of saint, is a prime example of the apostasy we are warned about in the Bible. The Church's claim to the authority of determining who is worthy of such a status is contrary to the teaching of the Scriptures, where sainthood is not a posthumous title conferred by ecclesiastical decree, but a status given to all believers. The practice of beatification and canonization has no foundation in the Bible. Instead, the Scriptures teaches that all believers in the gospel and faithful followers of Christ are saints, regardless of whether they are recognized by the papacy or not. In the epistles of Scripture, for example, the penmen constantly address the entire body of believers as saints. For example, in Romans chapter 1, verse 7, "To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints." In Christ, all who are baptized into his name and live faithfully are regarded as holy ones or saints, and there is no scriptural distinction that elevates certain individuals to a special class of sainthood after death. The Catholic Church practice of beatification, with its associated miracles and prayers to the deceased, is rooted in pagan practices and not in the teachings of Christ or his apostles. The fervour surrounding Pope Francis's upcoming Mass highlights the enduring influence of the Catholic Church, even in an increasingly secular world. This event is more than a religious celebration. It is a demonstration of the power of a system that has for centuries led many away from the simplicity of the gospel. The crowds flocking to the beatification mass in Belgium are unfortunately participating in a ritual that perpetuates falsehoods about the nature of salvation and the afterlife. The idea that certain individuals can intercede for others or be venerated posthumously detracts from the mediatorial role of Christ, the only true mediator. 1 Timothy 2, verse 5. Paul's inspired warning about the man of sin sitting in the temple of God, showing himself to be God, resonates strongly when we observe events like this. The papacy claims divine prerogatives, issuing decrees about sainthood and directing the worship of the masses in ways that detract from the worship of God alone. The Catholic Church, in exalting the Pope and saints, fulfills Paul's description of a religious system that sets itself above God's word. As students of Bible prophecy, we recognize that the rise of the man of sin is not an end in itself, but a sign that the return of Christ is near. The establishment of such a system of apostasy is a prelude to the ultimate revelation of Christ in his glory, who will destroy the system of falsehood with the brightness of his coming, as we read in verse 8. The Apostle Paul exhorts us to be watchful and discerning in these last days. While the world continues to be drawn into the deception of false religion and ideas, we must remain rooted in the truth of God's word, eagerly awaiting the return of our Lord, when the systems of men will be destroyed and God's kingdom will be established on the earth. Let us take comfort in the knowledge that though the man of sin has been revealed, his time will be short. Christ will return to establish his righteous reign and to glorify the true saints, those who have faithfully followed him, not according to the doctrines of men, but according to the eternal truth of God's word. As we read in Psalm 118, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. This has been Matt Davies joining you. Join us again next week for another Bible in the News, God willing, as we watch and wait for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ.